the enemy is definitely very sneaky, and they know the terrain very well, and they're able to emplace these IEDs and hit us without us ever knowing it. And that was a good punch to the gut a few times, just because I didn't think it was going to be that easy for them. And it was. That was a huge learning experience there, was not to underestimate them.
Our responsibility to all of our warfighters is to do everything that we can to prepare them for this fight so that they are effective to combat this number one killer on the battlefield.
U.S. Army Brigadier General Charles Taylor is Deputy Director of Operations and Training at the Joint IED Defeat Organization.
JIDO helps to lead, advocate, and coordinate all of the Department of Defense activities to prepare our warfighters, to support them, and to ensure that not only are the capabilities that they need now are in their hands, but also to ensure that we're supporting the services to enable capacity for the future.
It was around June or July of 2003 when convoy ambushes began to happen.
U.S. Army historian Richard Kilblain.
And on 20 March 2005, the enemy launched a large-scale ambush. There was about 50 insurgents there, and our soldiers were able to kill, wound, or capture just about all of them. And I think that was a turning point of the war, because after that ambush, the enemy kind of backed off of complex ambushes, and that's when they shift primarily to IEDs.
The use of IEDs has changed the way that we do everything in the course of this war.
Brigadier General Brian Layer is commander of the U.S. Army Transportation School.
The technique of burying mines and bombs under the road has been around for a long time, and it was certainly an important threat against our convoys in Vietnam. But the difference is the improvised method in both Iraq and Afghanistan, and the availability of explosive devices and their ability to improvise their trajectory and their magnitude against our soldiers.
What we've learned is to go at the entire network of the enemy, from the financiers to the bomb makers to the emplacers to those that are supplying and supporting the folks that are using IEDs. This is a completely holistic approach to going after and countering the IED threat.
It's training that definitely needs to be reinforced, because the threat evolves. So it's not one of those things you can look at just once and, oh, I'm good, and keep on going. It needs to be constantly drilled and constantly focused.
This series of radio stories will look inside the counter IED schoolhouse by visiting U.S. Marine Corps Base Quantico, the Joint IED Defeat Organization, Joint Training Counter IED Operations Integration Center.
Here shortly, you're going to see those first rounds of artillery that
Fort Bragg.
Pretty much getting the mindset of the bad guy right now. The same thing.
Fort AP Hill.
Get out of the vehicle. Go up there and take care of that.
The U.S. Army Transportation School at Fort Eustis.
IED on bridge.
The U.S. Army Asymmetric Warfare Office, and the U.S. Army's Training and Doctrine Command.
Delta up! Gunner, you up?
At the U.S. Army Transportation School, Fort Eustis, Virginia, this is Rick Havernan for AFN. At the U.S. Army Transportation School, Fort Eustis, Virginia, this is Rick Havernan.